Hello, friends. Or can I call you the J Tribe or the Clan of J? I'm still working on the name, guys, so bear with moi, but I think the J Tribe sounds kind of cool. Let me know what you think. But welcome back to Conversations with J Podcast Loves. Oh, how I miss doing this, man. I've got to admit, I needed to take a break though. Reorganize myself, breathe, recharge, and now I am running on full battery, ladies and gentlemen. Season 2 of Conversations with Jay is all about adventure as an almost 24-year-old. I'm taking you along on my travels, sharing my journey of knowing God and relationship dynamics and everything else. I shall also share on the twists and turns of career life and so much more. This time, I have surprises in store because I actually do love and respect you and your feedback for conversations. Oh, I should call you guys the conversationers. let me ruminate over this. This season is packed with stories, reflections, and insights that will inspire and challenge not only me, but you, my dear listeners. So, without further ado, conversationers, behold, Season 2 Conversations with Jay, Episode 1, Major Life Update. You cannot choose to heal for all of your life. At some point, you have to learn to let go there and then, immediately. You cannot let everything bad that happens to you send you into recession and push you back into the cycle of hatred, overthinking, trying but failing to forgive, grieving, holding grudges, healing. Allowing someone else to rob you of your joy and peace is tiresome. You reach a point in life where you must reflect on the past. What have these experiences taught me over and over again? How do I react differently? It's cumbersome to keep reacting the same way to similar situations that you are now familiar with. Actually, the right expression for that is a lack of boundaries. It's like failing an exam with the same questions over and over again. Like falling in a ditch as though you're a blindfolded person. Like rereading a book multiple times whose beginning, middle, and end you could recite even with your eyes closed. Now, a couple of weeks ago, something happened and I was subjected to an impromptu test of life. The subject matter was slightly new to me, but the rest of the plot was similar. It was a Saturday, early morning. I prayed and then unlocked my phone, my usual routine. I prefer most app notifications to be turned off, except necessary ones like email, of course, and I almost always find an email notification on a daily basis. I tapped on the notification and read the piece of information presented to me like cactus in a glass of orange juice. Quite life-altering kind of information that hit like a speeding bus. I reread the email for a second and third time, slower for each read. And what surprised me most is the peace that surrounded me at that moment and the days that were to follow. We casually pray for peace that surpasses human understanding, but once we gain it, it can be quite confusing to grasp at first. For the longest time, a prayer recited repeatedly is one for peace, and God has steadily poured into my cup. But at this particular moment in time, I felt my cup overflowing in a peace I cannot explain in words, an abundance of calm and serenity. I know that my God is faithful, but it's truly profound when you realize that He has not only been listening while you weep in prayer on your knees, but He collected each tear of pain and converted it into an answered gift. Talk about not letting a righteous tear fall in vain. I gained even more will to get out of bed to content create for almost a whole day. I had quite the perfect productive Saturday. This peace at first felt numbing, then confusing. Since I was new to it, I wasn't sure how to differentiate it from overwhelming shock. And to be honest, it's like I wanted to react in the same way I used to. I mentally and physically searched for my old responses, but they were simply not there anymore. Now, look, of course I was in shock. Of course I was disappointed. I was confused. I was facing betrayal, feelings I'm entirely accustomed to. But this time, they didn't crush me. I wasn't sent into a spiral of thoughts that would suffocate me for months, for years. I didn't start cursing at the source of information. Even the slight confusion that surfaced ebbed away almost immediately. I didn't go on a social media rant to express how I had been stabbed in the back and quote how fake people are. And yes, my algorithm had picked up what to project back to me because it's always, always snooping around. But this time it found a newer version of me that wasn't about to bend to its laws of tweeting, retweeting, and reposting relatable content. I can proudly say that unless someone is aware of the details, there is no way they can know what happened. Apart from my family and like 3 to 5 of my friends, I just have no interest in sharing anymore. I have no interest in ranting anymore. Like, my junior self would be proud of me, I believe. This was not something I could have been able to achieve on my own, though. Whoever knows me or follows me on my socials can attest to this. Usually, I'm the kind of friend who becomes more aggressive when someone I care about is offended, even more than the person who is directly affected. This time, my family stepped into my shoes, with my eldest sister in particular, going above and beyond, along with my mom. I won't lie, it was nice sitting back and letting other people take the driver's seat for a while. But just for a while, because I'm the only one who can steer myself in the direction God has paved for me. It was comforting to know that I have people willing to fight for me. I knew how far they would go if I let them, but not this time. I weighed the options and realized how messy things would get, and all for what? To prove that I can fight. Like, come on. Haven't I done that over and over again? I know who I am. I do not have to prove it to someone else by getting to their level. I have burnt a lot of my energy in useless confrontations. Not this time. I got tired of always feeling tired. Always in battles, romantic battles, friendship battles, life battles, any battle really. I'm supposed to give all my burdens to God, not fight them on my own. And life has been going so well ever since I grasped this. For the past 2 years, life has been spectacular. The past couple of months have been splendid. 2024 is one of my favorite years, if I'm speaking honestly. So why would I allow myself to backslide? Worse, why would I give anyone else authority over my life to change the positive trajectory that it's taking? That would be very frivolous of me. I'd be undoing all the work I have put in, erasing pages of progress. Nah, no way. So I stopped it all. I let go. I chose serenity. I chose detachment to silently remove myself from an equation that no longer served me and continued on my happy way. And whenever I catch myself even thinking about it, I quickly rewire my thoughts. Each morning and evening, I choose forgiveness because even with God's miraculous peace, I am human. I still feel the normal emotions that certain situations evoke. But this time, I choose to shift my focus from the temporary to the permanent, which is my bright future. I'm not healing because I did not allow this to break me or destabilize me in the slightest. Life is for living, and that's exactly what I'm choosing each day to do. And as for you, my conversationer, I believe it is time for you to take back your power. Do not let the actions of others determine if you'll have a good day, a good month, or a good life. That's all up to you. Once you understand that you are the master of your life, You shall never tolerate someone else to lead you off course from your destiny. And you see, the thing is, when you let God fight for you, like fight your battles, He'll come through. He will come through, because where you see that a door has been closed, He has opened 1,000 more doors. Which takes me to my next point. It's okay to mess up. Even when you know you're doing your best and life is going well, especially then. I'm taking the time to master the art of imperfectionism. I don't need 100% in every test. I don't need to record and edit flawless pictures and videos all the time, a flawless podcast. And even when I'm getting wiser in my career, some days I still underperform. Even when I'm critical, I still fall short occasionally. This morning, I received a conduct report that shocked me and humbled me at the same time. It's not particularly bad. Moreover, it could have been avoided had I better prepared myself. As I processed the information, I couldn't help but think, oh no, 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 no. I cannot afford a stain on my reputation at work. For the profile I've built over the past couple months, I cannot break the curve. Some of you have been in this exact position. You're still a newbie in the system. You want to make it work. You want to shine bright. You have to be the epitome of flawless. Shine bright like a diamond. And from absolutely out of the blue, a stain spills on your white. As I continue to process, my ears catch wind of the devil's lies. Whispers of fear, doubt, rejection, uncertainty, confusion, name it. But then I remembered that rather than to worry, I can choose to talk to God and listen to what He has to say. Two particular verses stood out for me. Proverbs 24:16, "For though the righteous fall 7 times, they rise again. But the wicked stumble when calamity strikes." And James 1:5, "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you." Ooh, hallelujah. Is it not a blessing and a gift to have a creator that you can talk to for each and everything, and He already has an answer for you? For I have stumbled a couple of times, but I've always risen from each and every situation. For I have lacked wisdom, but sought it in the Lord. Why then would this tiny bump rattle me as if the God I serve has changed or forsaken me? The same God who created me in His own image, but granting me the grace to live with imperfection and still loving me wholly. For all the times I've sung, "Cast your burdens," I'm finally living out the words in my current. No sooner had I said amen than God sent affirmation that all is well. I'm not even exaggerating, instantly. Words of affirmation rolled off the tongue of a colleague that only God could have placed there. And even the little speck of worry left totally vanished. Now, don't be mistaken, all pun intended. Prayer is not the end. It's just the commencement. So after the talk, I reflected on the message and I understood well the lesson being passed on, a valuable lesson that once I master it, I have taken yet another progressive step into my bright future. So you see, it's all about the lessons. Like, life is not happening at you. Life is happening for you. And that's one thing that has taken me so long to grasp. Both in the first scenario I was telling you about, and also this one. Like, before I would be on the defensive, before I would start victimizing myself, before I would, oh my God. But now I see things in a different perspective, from a wider angle. I'm not storing up the lessons from the past. I am using them. I'm letting them guide me. And to be honest, I've really started seeing a change in myself. it can even show physically, like the glow is so evident. People keep on asking me, there's something different about you. It's just a glow. Like even with my acne that is still persistent, God Jesus. Like there's, I don't know. You can see it. You can feel my aura that I am just becoming different, happier, at peace, one with the world. Okay, not one with the world, but you get what I mean. Yeah. I'm in a much, much better place, even with things happening, because this might delude some people into thinking, oh, she has a perfect life now. Oh, only if you knew. But it's the way in which I'm choosing to handle things now. If I ever feel like an adult, I really do feel like an adult, man. And I love the adult I'm becoming. Most of my life, I've always wanted to be at a different stage in my life, either younger, like in primary when everything was simpler and happier, direct, or another time I'd wish that uni was longer and or whatever, or how I wish I was already in the future doing this, already a millionaire, etc. But for the first time in my life, I am where I want to be. I'm enjoying life as a 23, now going on 24-year-old. Like, life is good. It's really good. I can't complain. Now we are coming to the evening of this conversation, and I just want to leave you with some, you can call them life tips, hacks, lessons, I don't know. But in order to make it far in this life, you have to look at the cause before you run to the effect, because you will be stuck in a circle, running, and yet you're not moving. When something happens, ask yourself, why would this happen? Why is this happening? And try to figure out a way in which you can learn from that experience, which you can learn from that situation. Do not be too quick to fight it. Do not be too quick to try and separate yourself from it. First, try to understand, what is this teaching me? And stop victimizing yourself in each and everything. This is me talking to my 20-year-old self and below. Or, okay, 22-year-old self and below. Stop victimizing yourself, Jay. Stop victimizing yourself, conversational. Okay, I'm just going to call you guys conversationers. Stop victimizing yourself in each and every situation, because a victim mindset is the most suffocating. I don't even know. It can suffocate you, and it can hold you in chains whereby you can't free yourself. Like, let go of the victim mindset whenever bad things happen, whenever something happens and, like, you're not in control. Once you let go of this, you start seeing life for what it is. You start being more objective than subjective. And you start making better decisions. You start having better relations with other people. Generally, you become a better person. And as the year comes to an end, oh my goodness, the year has run. As the year comes to an end, make sure it ends as a better version of you than a worse version of you waiting to become magically better in the next year. These last months are the ones where you plan ahead. If you want something to happen next year, you should start planning right now.
It doesn't matter which part of your life you're trying to work on, be it physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, all those things. Yeah. Start now. Start growing up now. Start making changes now. Start being a better version of yourself. Start divorcing yourself from the person who you are today, because there's no way you can jump from who you are now to who you desire to be in the future. You have to work at it. So each morning that you wake up, prioritize how you're getting better. Prioritize how you're understanding yourself better, understanding God, understanding how life works, understanding your friends, your family, your partners. Understand how you can live rather than survive. How you can appreciate rather than complain. How you can be happy naturally rather than fighting for it. Just be a better person. Put your life in the hands of God and watch the magic happen.
Ladies, oh, my bad, not ladies and gentlemen. Conversations. I'm going to force that name on you people. Take it, no leaving it. So, conversationers, that brings us to the end of episode 1, major life update. Okay, I feel like it wasn't so major because I'm trying to open up more, and I feel like I was talking in mob code. Now, yeah, I'm sure I got something out of it. I'm so excited for season 2, man. I'm so excited. Huh? I really am. So I cannot wait to hear your feedback. I know you're as excited as I am. Let's keep it locked in deep for season 2. Gather a huge community, grow together, learn together, love, laugh together. And till episode 2, ciao! I missed that.